thinking about starting a company, what are the things you need to do first to prepare? This is episode 101 of Company of One.
Welcome to the Company of One podcast featuring Dale Callahan. Dedicated to helping you find freedom in life and with your career. Learn how to not only increase your income, but take control of the income you acquire. Let's ignite that inner entrepreneur in you. Now, welcoming your host, Dale Callahan.
Yes, and welcome, and this is the 101st. I don't think that's the right way to say that, but this is the 101st episode. I have passed the 100 mark on this podcast, and I'm glad that you have been following me or hanging out with me or joining me. Now, I will state that I know a lot of people that are outside the country that are listening to this, so I'm knocking stuff down in my office, but so anytime I use the word in this country or in America, I'm mostly speaking to corporate types of people or, you know, to the business ventures. And I know that there's different rules, there's different regulations. But in the end, business is business, no matter what country, what government, what system of government you are under. You know, people are trying to make a living, provide services, those kind of things. So I do that so often, and then some people will... I think everybody totally gets it, but I just want to say that I'm not trying to leave you out if that's the case. But before we get started, I'm going to just say something that's probably very controversial. I am in the United States, and it was just the other day that our country allowed, I don't know exactly what the term is, but they allowed homosexual marriages. Now, I'm going to say this knowing that probably... half of you disagree with me, so by no means am I saying I don't want you as a listener or anything like that. I think it's important that if you can say your piece, then I can say my piece too. And maybe there's times that people are too quiet about what they believe. I think this is a devastating move for this country. Now, I'm coming from a Christian perspective, and by the way, this is not what the podcast is about, so, you know, if you want to skip through this, I get it, but just hear me out. I think this is, from a Christian perspective, this goes against the Bible. I know some of you are going to say, no, I'm wrong, but I can, you know, if you, it's in there, you know, it's very clearly in there, and there's lots of things in the Bible that I wish was not in there that is my own sins. So I get it. I get that there's things that we probably wish were not in there because we don't like them. That doesn't mean that they're not in there. But one thing that a lot of Christians are struggling with is people are always telling us not to be judgmental, don't judge others, which is odd because if you say that to me, that's a judging statement. You're judging my judging, if you will. But I'm not judging here. The Bible doesn't really say don't judge in the sense that if you read any detail, it speaks about speaking truth in love. When it's talking about do not judge others, it means don't go out there and committing robbery while you're telling somebody else not to commit robbery. You know, don't speak about a sin when you are doing the same thing. Now, on all clearness, obviously we're all sinners, whether you believe in Christianity or not, it doesn't really matter. I think there's no person in any faith I've ever spoken to that believes that they're perfect. So, you know, in a Christian view, we would call that sin, and many other views, we would call that sin too. But I believe this is this decision by the U.S. Supreme Court is, it's very... it's very dangerous. We don't know what the ramifications are. Now, our Supreme Court has sanctioned sin a couple of times in history. Probably the Dred Scott decision where we said slaves were the property. And, you know, the thing that you have to hold to is that truth comes out eventually We no longer hold to that decision that was made in the 1800s. Matter of fact, we've paid a heavy price in our nation because of that. Some would say we are still paying that price in our nation because of that decision. But it wasn't, that decision was reflection on culture. This current decision is a reflection on culture. And I just say, you know, love you, even if you agree with this. That doesn't mean I don't, you know, don't want to talk to you, don't want to help you, don't want to encourage you. I just disagree with you. And I would say even adamantly disagree with you, and I'm just making that known. Because I don't think it's right for me to be silent, and you may not think it's right for you to be silent either, and I appreciate that. But we're going to go both ways, and we may just have to agree to disagree. And if you agree with me, wonderful. I know that there are many friends of mine that are Christians that are totally brokenhearted, devastated by what's going on in this country. Now, if you don't agree with them, you may not understand that, but you just imagine something that you think is totally flies in the face with everything you believe that it was, you know, that, and by the way, this is in all history, this has been the law. So this is a very historical statement. So lots of friends of mine that are Christians that are devastated. I would say just hold up hope. It's not about the decisions of man. It's about the decisions of God. And that's the only thing I can hold up to. And I am here just to speak the truth. And I am here to care about my brother and sister, whether or not I agree with them. So with all that said, let's move on to something we might consider less heavy, but actually, in many ways, this is kind of heavy in the sense of people trying to get started in businesses. This podcast is about what to do first in planning your startup. So if you're thinking about starting a company, and this is, you know, one of the things I engage with people on often, is getting their company started. What are some things that you need to do first? And I did a workshop the other day on this, and a bunch of people were there. They had some common sense questions. But now I have lots of podcasts out there about whether you should do an LLC or not. But I'm kind of stepping back a little bit further, where you're thinking through, okay, I want to do this. I want to start a business. I want to start a restaurant. I want to, you know, whatever it is you want to do, it doesn't matter. And this, by the way, these things have no implication of law in the sense that it doesn't really matter whether you are in the United States or in one state or another in the United States, because these are not really law issues. These are really more common sense, you know, get things in order issues. Laws do vary by city and by state and by country. And how you've got to do those things. And by the way, knowing those things is something that you kind of need to know. I'll say more on that in just one second. But let's just go through some common sense stuff. And what I would consider some common sense goals. Starting with knowing your goals. Why are you wanting to start a business? And I'm just going to give you a few things here to go with. Why are you wanting to start a business? That's a serious question. If you listen to the episode number 100, where I was talking about some of Jonathan Milligan's life model, where he got really clear on his why. Now, I don't mean this a big, giant philosophical issue, but I mean just what are you trying to accomplish with your business? Are you looking for more time with the family? Are you looking to make a fortune? Or is it just because it's a lifelong dream or plan of yours? Do you think that there's a better way to do some things and you're mad because you see people not doing it correctly? You know, and by the way, this needs to be your reason, not Dale's reason, or not any, you know, not even your brother or sister's reason. It has to be your reason, because you've got to be motivated by it. Everything, and just like starting anything, you know, all projects, you know, even projects around the home, they start out with great enthusiasm, and you know, and you get into it, and it's hard work, And you got to remember, why are you trying to accomplish this? Because you do hit the hard work. And that's not to say that's negative. It's just, you know, there's the drudgery of the middle, or as Michael Hyatt calls it, is things are messy in the middle. And we all, I think we all understand and appreciate that. So you got to really get clear on this, because, and think about, is the business that you're heading into helping you get to your goal? So let me give you an example. I see this happen all the time, but a clear example is I love to cook. I love to be creative in the kitchen. I love to serve people. And I love to cook partly because I love to spend time with the family and have family over and do those kind of things. So you're wanting to do all those kind of things. And so you decide, I'm going to open a restaurant. Now, that may sound like the right animal. It sounds like I'm among people and food and family all the time. I'm kind of having this party atmosphere all the time. But think about it. You got to get clear. Now I've understood what the goal is. As I like to be around people, I like to be around family, I like to hang out, I like to cook with them. And then you get into the restaurant business. What happens is you're working long, long, long hours. Most people in the restaurant business get to where they never see much of their family unless their family's working with them. That instead of experimenting in the kitchen, what they find themselves busy doing is cooking the same thing over and over. Now, nothing wrong with any of these, right? But you just have to, if your original goal was to have more time with a family, to experiment in the kitchen, and to just to have fun, you probably are going the wrong direction. So you got to know what your why is, what your goals are, what are you trying to accomplish as you go toward your business, and constantly evaluate, is this the right business for me? Now, by the way, I'm not suggesting that there's anything wrong with the restaurant business if those are your goals, but you can't go about it in the typical way a restaurant does. You have to find a way, maybe doing a catering service, or maybe teaching people how to cook, or maybe like a friend of mine being kind of a personal chef that goes into people's homes and helps them throw parties and things like that. You know, finding a way to do what you want to do and have the things that are your goals. And there's got to be balance there, because we see all the time, and I'm sure you know these people, that get into businesses that hate their business later because while they're doing the thing they're doing, they're cooking, they're not doing it the way they wanted to do it. So you get really, really clear on why are you doing this. Many people, I ran into a guy the other day, and he was starting a business just because he wanted to share time with his son. Okay? That's the perfect thing. But it's so easy to start making decisions that runs my son out of the business, or that has nothing to do with my son, right? So you be very clear on what the motive is, what the goal is, and those things might change over time, but that's for you to understand. It's your goal. It's your business. Do with it what you want to do and accomplish the things that you want to accomplish. All right? So that's the first thing, is know your goals. Understand in this that there's over 3,000 new businesses started every day in the United States alone. Every day. Many of those people don't have a clue what their real goal is, what they're trying to accomplish. They go in thinking, I'm going to make a lot of money, I'm going to spend more time with a family, and I'm going to start this little niche business. And, you know, there's conflict because the kind of business doesn't support a lot of growth and takes a lot of time. And that's what I'm talking about. Just think through it. What is it? And one of the great ways to do that, this is just a little caveat aside that you know I spend a lot of time on, is to talk to other people in this business. Talk to people who are successful in this business and just ask them, you know, hey, here's my goal. Does this fit? And if they say a no and that discourages you, well, don't let it totally discourage you. Just maybe realize maybe doing it the way Joe and Sam did it is not the right way to do it. So know your goals. The second thing you want to do, and this is a killer to businesses, is to kill your own debt, financial debt. Get out of debt. Now, I would advocate like a Dave Ramsey, like on DaveRamsey.com, to always be out of debt anyway, to try to get out of debt, because there's lots of freedom in this, even if you don't want to start a business. But when you're starting a business, even a side business, you need to find your way out of debt. Now, you don't have to totally be out of debt to get the business started, but if you're going to go off, quit your day job, start a business venture where you don't have any immediate income, or the income's going to be tough to come, and by the way, that's probably the likely case, get rid of the debt first. Friends of mine I know that started venture capital-based businesses where the income's going to be pretty low at the beginning, their personal income, I mean. They saved up piles of cash. They sold down to one car. So this is, you know, husband and wife with one car. They downsized homes. They just really saved cash, that they cut out cable TV and some of the things that are expenses that aren't needed. And they just really got lean and mean so that they could do it. Now, I will say this. If you have debt, such as, let's say I have a $50,000 student loan debt, and I'm going to start a business on the side, and I'm going to use the business stuff on the side to help me get out of debt, awesome idea. I love that. And I see people doing this all the time. Just remember to be hyper-focused that the goal is to kill the debt. And if you feel like you can't be hyper-focused about debt, hang out with Dave Ramsey, buy some of his content, read his book, because he helps you get hyper-focused. There's just so much freedom in being out of debt. Number three, which is related to killing the debt, is gather up the cash. And then I would say this is true even with a part-time business. You're going to need some cash. Things come along. Things cost money sometimes. So starting a business, even on the side, can take money, as well as plenty of time. So the plenty of time might make you make some decisions with money. For instance, if you tend to do all your own housework, you know, cleaning the inside of the house or mowing the grass or those kind of things, and you need now, you now don't have enough time because you're doing the business, you might just need the money just to pay for normal everyday expenses to get other people to handle some of these things to get them off of your back. It doesn't mean you'd need a ton of money, but you do find yourself in those things where things come barreling down on you. Believe me, business challenges do not come at the most opportune time, and business opportunities do not come at the most opportune time. Just when you're the busiest at work and you've got a bunch of home projects going on, a customer will call you and say, man, I just need a ton of work from you. And then, great opportunity, but you're not prepared. It takes a lot of time, and having cash and time are not equal, but they can help buy some time. But even if nothing else, you need to have money, because the typical startup in the United States is about $7,000. Now, that doesn't have to be that. It could be zero. But, you know, the typicals, you know, you're going to burn about $7,000 pretty early on, maybe even before you start making a lot of money. So I like to be prepared with 6 months of expenses either before you start or as you get started to start piling this money up. Again, like the debt, be very financially focused. That's what kills a lot of businesses, is lack of cash. So it's a little, I might say that's a lack of planning. So number four, this one's going to sound a little bit weird, but get your ego in check. A lot of people working in the corporate world have a nice, powerful sounding title, such as directors and vice presidents. They feel important. They feel as if they're in control. Their mom and dad may look at them as if they are very important. But this is somewhat a lie. As you well know, titles don't mean anything in corporate America necessarily. It doesn't necessarily mean you have a lot of power. Matter of fact, you could have a big title like president and have very little power. And, you know, I see this all the time, because really it's not you that makes the decisions. I remember an executive vice president with a very large company that I met one time, and I asked him, he had been with the company since you know, since right out of college, and he'd grown his way all the way up to the top, or almost to the top. And I remember asking him, I said, "Wow, it must feel awesome to finally be in a position to make a difference in the company. How does that feel?" Because he had just gotten promoted. And he looked at me, because I guess he'd been in the position a couple of months. He looked at me just most sincerely and said, "I'll let you know if I ever find out." Now, what he meant is, I'm way up here and have this big fat title. I still have very little power and very little control over the machine. But we have an ego, right? We all do. We have an ego. And then what happens is, when you start your own business, you get to set your own title, such as president or CEO, and then you get to have a business card that says that on it. And I've seen this get in the way, where people get a little cocky and they start treating their customers a little different because now they are the CEO. You know, they were used to do stuff for friends, and now they're, "Hey, I'm important and I'm the CEO." You know, we all know, you're not Mr. Big Pants or Ms. Big Pants. You are the chief grunt. Everybody knows it. You're doing everything. We know it. That's business. That's what business is supposed to be. So get your head out of the clouds. This has gotten a lot of people in trouble, because you get these big titles and you start thinking you're making big decisions, and you see what other people who claim to be CEOs, and they say what CEOs should do. You know, there's businesses are different. Number one, there's a lot of stupid and bad advice out there. Most of it about going into debt and leveraging and all that kind of crazy stuff. There's lots of stupid advice. There's lots of people, we would call them marketeers, who are going to play on your ego, who are going to call you up and say things like, "Well, as a CEO, we know it's in your best strategic interest to make good decisions, and look at all the CEOs we've helped," and they're going to play on that, you know, and try to get you to make decisions, mostly to buy their products and services, because they know there's such an ego out there in the world. Okay, these are just a couple of things. I'm not going to try to overwhelm you with a ton here. Know your goals. That's probably the hardest thing right there, is get real clear on your goals, get rid of debt, gather up cash, and get that ego in check. What is it? Because let's face it, lots of people start a business so they can't have CEO or president on their business card. Bad idea. Get that ego in check. Now, Let me just say something more about the law. Just as you're thinking through this, you'll get a lot of advice about, okay, you need to go do this. The law says you got to do this. Be real slow to act on the law. I don't mean be illegal. What I mean is, a city, a government doesn't really want people to go out there and get new business license and new LLCs and stuff like that if they're not real sure what they're doing yet. And people do this all the time. It doesn't benefit them. The only reason to get a business license, from the government's view, I'm assuming the government has the best interest of everything, but the only reason to get a business license and an LLC, the only way it helps them is by creating revenue. It's a revenue producer. And they're not as interested, I mean, that they are, but they'd rather you be around for years paying these fees and this money, and hopefully you pay more, such as sales tax, which is a big thing in most of the United States. And that's how they win. Now, I can tell you whether I'm agree with some of the sales tax laws or not, but hey, they're the law, you know, so here's where we are. So, you know, as Christ said, you know, give to Caesar what's Caesar's. You pay the sales tax. So jumping off and going off real quickly and trying to do that on day one or as you get started is probably not your best thing, depending on your rules. Don't get too caught up in the rules unless it's just, I cannot make move X without doing this. For instance, one thing that happens is a lot of people setting up a bank account. You need, especially in the United States, you need, and probably in a lot of the countries that after terrorism issues, because terrorism was floating money through businesses and, you know, in illegal ways, money laundering kind of things. So a lot of them will require articles of incorporation or a tax ID or some kind of business license. But don't go ask your bank what they need and ask them, okay, what do you really have to have for me to open up? And go for the minimum instead of the maximum. Because you don't want to be starting your business chasing around, you know, spending, if you only have 3 hours a day to work on your business, you don't want to spend those 3 hours chasing government bureaucracy. You want to spend the time being clear on your goals, killing your debt, gathering up cash, getting your ego in check, and then taking care of your customers. The rest of these things and the law things, they're going to take care of themselves, or you're going to take care of them. But you need not try to do all this on day one. Hopefully this gives you some things to think about. I would love to hear from you on what you're doing. Matter of fact, if you're planning a startup, even a side startup, shoot me an email, send me a Facebook, Twitter message, and just let me know what you've got going on, because I always love to hear new ideas.